This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to episode 248 of Fourth and John. I am Gail Saunders here with Evan Mask on her and Prime in the building. Obviously, we're rebounding for from a tough loss yesterday versus the New York Giants. Setting the scene here, you know, like we could fast forward to the meat and potatoes of what's going on in our heads. I mean, 71 seconds left in this game, an opportunity to win the game. You got Hurts, 11 for 23, 98 yards on the day, three interceptions. And we have an opportunity to you know, get a miracle in the Meadowlands. Three Giant fans were very, very, very shook. Like they at one point they were beating their chests, but we had an opportunity to, you know, take this dub. And you're talking about why I'm talking about Jalen Hurts being 11 for 23, 98 yards, three interceptions. Because the guy didn't have the greatest game passing. He didn't have the greatest performance. And at times, as a player, a football player, you're going to come back and try and make a play. You have to forget about whatever transpired in the past. You gotta bring your A game when the game is on the line. So there's multiple mistakes all across the board, but when your receivers are open, you expect them to catch the football. Open or covered or contested, you expect them to catch the football when the ball is right there for the taking. So Jalen Reagor, we had previously talked about Jalen Reagor in the last podcast heavily. It has officially hit the fan. But overall, what I liked about Jalen, you know, some people might argue that why go back to Jalen Reagor? Because when your quarterback looks at you in the huddle, you drop a ball, he says, "I'm coming back to you." You're a professional NFL wide receiver. Game is on the line. The ball is in your hands for a second opportunity to change the game. And two drops. I mean, there was also a Boston Scott fumble. But turning the ball over like they did, you can't expect to win the game with four turnovers. But overall, it was a gut wrenching. I mean, because we were there live, guys. I know you guys have your feelings on the last bits of that game. But how was your overall feeling? Because I know I'm still feeling it. I tweeted out yesterday. I said, this is the kind of game you're gonna go to sleep mad at night, and tomorrow you're gonna wake up still mad.
Yeah, I mean, That game that we brought these masks, we had them made, put the flowers on them. Was looking for an excuse to put this mask on at any point during the game, and they just didn't give it to us at all. I'm wearing it right now out of embarrassment because I don't want you to really see how upset that game made me yesterday. Man, I hear the timeline is an absolute mess right now, whether we're talking about Jalen Reagor, Jalen Hurts. The thing that I don't really understand, you kind of set that all up, and I'm not trying to – I don't think that this game – let me say this at the top. I don't think that that game – the blame is placed on any one individual. I don't think one individual catches blame for that. Jalen Hurts didn't have a good game. No. Jalen Reagor, you know, there should have been other opportunities earlier in the game that we could have capitalized on, like that Greg Ward drop, like the Boston Scott fumble. There's plenty of things that happened that if they went a different way, the game could have had a completely different outcome. The way that I look at it, though, is that there's all of the I feel like the entire timeline just decided yesterday after that game that Jalen Hurts isn't the guy. Jalen Hurts isn't the guy. And I just don't understand the sentiment at all. I mean, this entire fan base is so wishy-washy with Jalen Hurts. I've never seen anything like it before. Well, last week, he's guaranteed to be the guy because he had 3 rushing touchdowns. He had a great game. I mean, after week 1 in Atlanta, nobody was talking about how bad his arm is. He threw for 3 touchdowns. He had a great game, great completion percentage, a lot of yards. This Hurts to me is a guy that is totally capable of being a good quarterback. He's just young and inexperienced. He's green. The dude needs time in the system. This is still year one with a year one head coach. Let's not forget that. I get it. I get the guy doesn't have the arm strength, but let's not dance around the fact that he does a lot of other things that we do like. Obviously, after yesterday, it's hard to talk about all the positives about what Jalen Hurts can bring to the table, but I am not completely turned off by Jalen Reagor at this point. I like him. I still need to see the full year out of Jalen Hurts in order to get my full evaluation. As far as Jalen Reagor is concerned, I turned to you, Gail, after that second drop. I just said, it's over. I'm done with him, man. I can't handle it anymore. Jalen Reagor is a guy that, listen, I will be the first to admit that he was a guy that I did like in the draft. I was not completely sold on Jefferson, and I liked Reagor's athletic ability. I liked his raw talent. I got egg on my face. What do you want me to say? I was wrong about that. But the dude he's not living up to where he was drafted. He shouldn't be out there in that position. I don't think he should be the guy we should be leaning on in that scenario. We have a guy who was a proven talent in year one and Devontae Smith, who's a rising star. We've all at this point seen the footage of where I think that, you know, maybe they should have thrown to Devontae on then given him that opportunity to win the game. I don't know, man. My whole brain is a mess right now. I'm completely scrambled. That game just completely upended me. Prime save me, bro.
Bro, you are all over the place, but it's cool. I'm gonna save you because speaking as a fan, all right, and fan ambassador of 4th and John, I was pissed. I'm still pissed. Today was a rough day at work. Today was a rough day being an Eagles fan. It was rough being in that building, leaving the way we did. I started off the day in a great mood, took the ride up to North Jersey, took the ride up to MetLife. It was a great time. You know, the road trip was pretty neat. We were, you know, conversating, enjoying ourselves, good mood getting there, get out of the vehicle. We set up, you know, the tailgate went real good, good vibes. Good people ended up joining us. We showed the hospitality at an opposing team's, you know, parking lot, and, you know, we got it in, man. And, you know, the momentum going into that stadium was on our side. I even got into it with a Giants fan from the very beginning because he was mouthing off. And, you know, I mean, the guy didn't even know what the hell he was talking about. You know, he started throwing Steve McNair into the damn mix, and that man never played one down for the Philadelphia Eagles. It was just like, I was ready. I was so amped up. I go in there and it was Charlotte all over again. It was Carolina all over again, bro. It was just like 3 quarters, like loss. Nothing was going on, no offense, no nothing. And then I turn and I look to these guys and I'm like, hey, listen, Carolina all over again. We, you know, three quarters of nothing, but this fourth quarter, they're coming through. They're going to, you know, they're getting shit together. Jalen Hurts did not look his greatest. There were a lot of misplays. I'm reading some of these comments asking where some of the players that they were MIA. Let me tell you, nobody was MIA. They just weren't being looked at. All right. There was a lot of plays that I saw Devontae open on. There was a lot of plays I saw Dallas open on. There was Ward dropped that pass, but there was another play that I saw him open at one point. There was another, you know, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside had one reception for 13 yards. I mean, there were people doing their thing. Jalen just was not on point. When it came down to that fumble by Scott, my heart dropped because the momentum was definitely on that drive to go ahead and win the game right there. But, you know, we didn't give up. We stood in there. The defense came back in and did their thing. That was one point where those Giants fans got so quiet and they got scared. And then, again, the momentum was back on our side. And we stood there, and I started mouthing off again, and we got hyped. We see the pass go to Jalen Reagan, and when he dropped it, it was just like, what the fuck? I mean, it was
the first
like,
time or the second time?
No, the first time, all right? Because, so, you know, of course, these damn Giants fans, even, you know, they were like, oh, shit, like, thank God he dropped it. Here he comes again. And it was just like, we're going to win this game. This, you know, he's going to go ahead and he's going to find somebody wide open. Man, was Devontae so wide open on that last one? He beat his receiver. My problem, and I kept saying this to you guys yesterday, man, all he has to do is lead his receivers. And he could be the best at that position, man. He just lacks that. He lacks that. And he showed it yesterday. And the two drops by Jalen Reagor was just like, I'm with you, Evan. Like, I'm just, you know, I wasn't a Jalen Reagor. I was not bought in on Jalen Reagor getting drafted. You know, I was the Justin Jefferson guy. You guys try to convince me, and I really try to go ahead and get, you know, allow you guys to convince me. But man, I'm done with all that convincing shit. Like that dude, I'm done with him. Now, I'm not trying to come at him, man. I know his mentality, his, you know, mentalness and all that is not there, you know me, but I'm just disappointed, man. I'm disappointed because he could be better at the position that, you know, he came into the NFL to play, and he's just not showing that. I'm watching some of the routes. Some people posted some videos of some of the routes he ran, and it was just like, wow, like, come on, dude, you could run these routes a whole lot better, a whole lot. You could be more aggressive at these routes, and he's not. It's just, you could just see he's just not there, man. So I don't know. I don't know what more to go ahead and, you know, defend this kid, but it is what it is, man.
Go ahead, Gil.
No, I go back to, you know, I went back and looked at my analysis of Jalen Reagor during the pre-draft process to see where I had the weaknesses, where I was like, I said the number one weaknesses that I had was concentration drops. And it's like, you know, the whole Justin Jefferson thing, I had Jefferson higher than Reagor, but I thought both of them would be there for the picking. And the Eagles, it's part of, like, I think part of the anger that some of us have go into, like, we have Justin Jefferson in the back of our minds. We have DK Metcalf in the back of our mind. Another guy who's amazing, by the way, but he does suffer drops. But, you know, it is what, like I've seen so many people argue about, you know, the Devontae Smith being open. That's one thing that I could see where, you know, because everybody knows that he's going to Devontae Smith, and that's where he's been looking pretty frequently, and Goddard. That's how they're defending us these days. But the fact that you have a guy who made a phenomenal catch previously before the second half, first half it ended in Jalen Reagor. So, like, when people are like, bro, like, that's a catchable ball, and that's a game-winning ball that he should come down with. And, like, me and Evan had spoke earlier, and I was like, I saw that dude as a freshman jump over six dudes to catch a ball before the halftime with 0 seconds on the clock. So I know he can make that catch. We've seen him do one hand. Like, so right now it's mental for me. That dude is, like, sports there. Like, he's mentally not there. Like, he doesn't he's just not mentally there. And I think what you guys said last week, just about how he set himself up for this kind of, you know, social media warfare back and forth, the fan doing stuff that he did last week. And like, if he didn't do anything like that, like do not disturb or that, like he put all that energy into that kind of stuff. That's the energy you're receiving last week. And now here we are, it's back on your doorstep. I want to see how he, this is it for me in terms of, I want to see how he reacts. He comes back and doesn't take accountability. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. This is growing pains right here. If he doesn't realize this is the lowest of the low for his career right now with the Eagles, he's got to wake up.
Yeah. The one thing I did today, man, during break real quick, I went back to YouTube and I went back to that video that you guys had me watch to convince me that Jalen Reagor was a good pick during the draft pick. And that was that one. It was one where he caught the ball on two defenders. And this was by a quarterback that you guys kept on driving into me that he can make plays by an awful quarterback. An awful quarterback. And Jalen Hurts is not awful. Jalen Hurts got some work to do, but he's not awful. And the throws that he made yesterday couldn't have gone any better than the way they did. And you can't catch those balls. Something's up, man.
You know what, Prime? That's actually a really good point that you bring up, because I think that one of the major criticisms that we've had about Jalen Reagor recently is talking about not only, I mean, the drops, obviously, but how he's quitting in routes, right? So to me, him having such an awful college quarterback, throwing the ball up and him being able to go and get it, that to me screams that he's like should be a quarterback's best friend type of wide receiver, a guy that can go out there and do whatever it takes to make the catch. Where's that mentality? This dude's quitting on routes. He's sitting there in his own head, and he's just causing more of a problem for himself and shooting himself in the foot with the things that he says. The mentality, I don't know where it went. I mean, honestly, I think that a lot has changed from the time. And Gail, you've mentioned how the decision to go to TCU over Oklahoma. Granted that, you know, his grandma was weighed in on the decision, or I should say that she was heavily involved in why he decided to go to TCU. He wanted to be closer to his grandma, but for him to not want to compete and for him to just want to be the guy at TCU, as you like to put it, I don't know, man. What does that really say about his mentality? Is this something that we should have seen and kind of forecasted?
I mean, that's the kind of thing, like, I look at a Devontae Smith and him coming out and being not, you know, he was heavily recruited, but he was going to Bama regardless. He didn't care if there was like 7 or 8 wide receivers in front of him. He was going there.
There was great wide receivers. You know, there's Jalen Waddle.
So he knew all those guys were there, and his mindset was like, I'm going there to compete with the best. Like, for me, like, this is where this takes me, because you're like, what was I missing? Like, well, let me go back and like, let me start seeing where I was at. Like, and I start looking at those kind of things. Like, did you just want to be the, like, and fast forward, now you have an opportunity to be the man, to be the man. So I'm like, the mentality of, you know, I could just imagine, I'm pretty sure Jalen Hurts is like, you forget about that play, I'm coming back to you. And that's what quarterbacks have said to me in the past. They look you in the eye and like, I'm coming back to you.
And that's a good leader.
I'm coming back.
Check one hurt.
Yeah. So I'm like, you get that opportunity, not once, but twice. Yeah. Like, it's just, it is what it is. And it's a play that as Eagle fans, we will talk about for eternity, probably.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was a tough one, bro, because, I mean, at the end of the day, it started off with that loss with Dallas, all right? We were all watching that game on Thanksgiving. We were all watching that game on Thanksgiving, seeing that the Raiders did the job for us and beat Dallas, all right? So it was just all lined up. With the rest of the schedule the way it is, we had the Giants, we had the Jets, we had a bye, Washington, Giants again, Washington again, and then it all came down to that last game. Now, not saying that last game would have meant something, but I mean, in our eyes, at the end of the day, when you play the Dallas Cowboys, it means something. Uh-huh. All right. But I mean, it was just lined up. The stars were lined up for us and they've ruined it. That's what pisses me off even more. Again, lined up in place for you to go ahead and take this shit and you ruined it. Now, I'm not saying that we were going to go crazy all the way, but I mean, it was just the momentum and being able to end this thing on a good note, because, you know, it started off on a bad note. So to go ahead and have the last laugh at the end of the season is always something we want. And it was right there for us to go ahead and get, and we ruined it.
I want to talk about this one thing that Jeff Cross put up here. Talk about Hurts eyes up one wide receiver every play. He has to do better. I agree with you. That is something that he struggled with. And I want to also remind you guys that Carson Wentz struggled with. I mean, this is a guy, and I don't like drawing the comparison between the two, but it's ultimately what's going to happen. It was the guy that we used to have with the guy that we currently have. Those are the two guys that we're talking about. Carson Wentz, do you guys not remember when Doug Peterson was breaking down the field into small segments, the half-field reads? Is that not just pretty much another translation of exactly what's going on with Jalen Hurts? I think it's a problem that young quarterbacks deal with. You're coming into the league, and it's very overwhelming. And so you're just trying to hone in on one guy. You're trying to stick to the play, and it doesn't happen. That's the thing that happens in development. These are the types of things why I'm saying that Jalen Hurts needs this full year to develop and see what we have at the end of the year.
So I want to go ahead and give him the benefit of the doubt that he does that. No problem. And this is something that we got to deal with. But yesterday, again, watching some of those routes, watching the way these receivers beat the defenders the way they did. Okay, so if you're going to stare that one receiver all the way down and you see that your receiver did his job, God damn it, lead your receiver. Okay. Let go of that goddamn ball. He waited so long on the one play. Rager had his defender beat. Lead your receiver. Just go ahead and air that ball up, man. Mm-hmm. His job is to go up there and get it. And he did. He had him beat, and then he had to stop and come back and get the ball because he waited too long to let it go. It's stuff like that. Like, again, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. He's still learning, but I mean, come on.
Well, go back to a play earlier in the game. It's a play where Hurts is rolling to his left, and he's got Devontae coming back on an out route, and it's like it looks like it's an easy money play. And if you look at the ball placement where the ball is thrown, and you'll see. I mean, just look at Devontae's face, and like receivers give off these like these faces where they're just like, you're like, that's a face where you're like, bro, like, it's like, throw me the damn ball, or like, or bro, that was a terrible pass. And I could see it in Devontae Smith. And you see at the end of the game where people made mention of Devontae Smith was very upset that he didn't get the ball. And there are wide receivers are like that, man. They're just, the thing that Sirianni liked about it, he said, I love that he's competitive. He wants the ball when the biggest on the biggest stage, he wants the ball. Freshman year, who wins the national championship? Devontae Smith, a guy who's competing for his life as a freshman, comes and makes a huge, humongous play. A guy who in the national championship in his last year with Bama, making phenomenal plays. So I could see where Devontae Smith is like, bro, I am the alpha. I am the alpha. So it's just like I can understand Devontae Smith's frustrations. Again, if I'm the Eagles, I'm like, and Chris Godwin's available, or another one of these like free agent wide receivers are, I'm bringing them in. Next season, I'm bringing them in. I'm not wait. Like, you can wait and draft another guy, but I'd rather just bring in a free agent wide receiver who's competent to we need a guy that is a consistent playmaker. And not only didn't Godwin grow up in Delaware?
Who's that?
Didn't Godwin grow up in Delaware?
Yeah, I get it, but I mean, at the end of the day, if the man
didn't Monte Rager play for the Eagles,
I'm just saying, if he's a free agent, he's like wants to play next to his family. Hey,
but anyways,
No, I'm just saying. I'm bringing a veteran wideout. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's kind of more the point that I'm getting at, is the fact that it's not so much you need someone that could be a leader for these young guys. Who's the oldest wide receiver on the squad right now? Greg Ward?
Yeah. Who also dropped the ball.
Yeah, totally. He did, but he is not. I mean, Greg Ward is what? An undrafted free agent? Well, Jalen Reagor is a first. It does matter.
Bro, you're an NFL wide receiver. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to catch the ball in the end zone.
Agreed.
Like, but does not, Rager's but drop.
First round and versus undrafted.
Bro, come on, man.
One has more potential than the other, no?
A wide receiver is open in the NFL. You expect a wide receiver to catch the ball. There's no.
I agree with you.
Yeah, so you can't differentiate between drops just because you're. I don't care if you're a first or seventh round pick. You got to catch the rock.
Drops. I'm differentiating between anger. I'm not expecting a Greg Ward.
Come on, man. You don't expect Greg Ward, who led us in first downs last year.
Yeah, you're right. And that's a guy.
Solid.
Yeah, exactly. He was consistent in the past. I don't have a gripe with Greg Ward like I have a gripe with Jalen Reagor, who's underperformed ever since we drafted him. Greg Ward has overperformed.
So we're talking about a game where we lose by 7 points, right?
Yep.
6 points.
Yep.
And a player to drop a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
They're equally
top of the show. I said there's not one individual person.
I know. So what am I saying? Is like Greg Ward just had a drop. It's like I have a problem with all drops.
Okay. And it's not like I'm sitting here like rah, 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 go Greg Ward, even though we dropped the ball.
I'm not giving Greg Ward a pass, though. Like, he's a veteran guy that should catch the ball too.
I'm giving Greg Ward somewhat of a pass.
How the fuck are we giving a pass for drop touchdowns? Greg Ward was our most consistent. We call him Steady Eddie, bro. I don't care. Like, our wide receivers got to catch the ball when they're open. We're not giving anyone passes.
Nobody.
I think that Greg Ward's ball, I think we're kind of also underestimating how hard that ball was. Hit him in the hands. Should have caught it. You're 100% right. He should have caught it. But he fucking fully laid out for that ball. That's not exactly in the easiest ball to catch either. Jalen Reagor had a ball hit him in the face and in the hands.
I watched the play like 15 times already.
Okay.
That catchable ball, what? Bro.
Greg Ward's?
Yeah, catchable ball. All right. Come on, man. But, I mean, like the amount of mistakes. Turning over the ball down by the end zone. I think Shady McCoy had tweeted out like, high school stuff. Get three at the end of the game. I mean, you kick a field goal down there. You throw that interception with like 8 seconds left on the clock. You know, I just thought that was mismanagement.
It was definitely a lot of mistakes. I mean, Boston Scott fumbled the ball. That one, again, heartbreaking. But, you know, are you going to give him a pass? No, can't give him a pass. I mean, he plays. You know what I mean? You got to secure that ball a whole lot better.
I'm not giving nobody passes.
I agree with both of you because Ward, he was hot last year. I mean, he's not new to the game, so I understand, Evan. I mean, Gail, you know what I mean, but you know, I understand Evan's point too. And then at the same time, you know what I mean, the guy that isn't seeing too much time. He's coming in for one big play. There's your moment, but you know, he dropped it.
Let me ask. It goes all around. Why do you think the Eagles drew up two plays to go to Jalen Reagor to win the game instead of Greg Ward?
I don't think they drew up the play. No,
for
I mean he's part of the read,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying like the play to Greg Ward, that's like they drew that one up for you nicely. That was like that's when you get that kind of play. And they call that play in the huddle, and you're like, oh,
if,
I got
if Jalen Reagor gets open, is that play not also drawn off for him?
No, I mean, like if you're the number one target, like if you're the look down by the goal line, there's goal line. They bring goal line packages. You know when this play's run, who's getting the ball? Like mm-hmm. it's meant for you,
right?
Especially short yardage. So I just think it's terrible, man.
Dude, and that's what it is. I mean, we're pretty much just grasping straws here, for being real. I'm not like I said, I'm not excusing the Greg Ward drop. The only point that like I'm coming down on Rager harder is because I expect more of Rager than I do of Greg Ward. That's my simple point.
Yeah, what Jalen Rager has showed us so far, he's been consistently inconsistent.
Yeah,
like I don't know what to expect from him.
Same to say about Hurts. Hurts has his great games, and then Hurts just, oh, you know, zero touchdowns, three interceptions, fucking 17.5 quarterback rating yesterday. I mean, everyone on this entire offense has been inconsistent all year, except for the offensive line. The offensive line has been the one true testament to this entire year.
And then it's funny that Jason Kelce gets hurt.
Yeah.
Herbig comes in. He had the block on that run that was called back. If he just didn't try to pancake the dude, he probably wouldn't have got called. But and then we had the Boston Scott touchdown call back. Like if Jason Kelce doesn't get hurt, does that play do those calls even happen? And you're just like, I was trying to like retrace every single error to being like, man, but that's football, man. Like at the end of the game.
But then you go back and you blame Sirianni for some of the play calling as well. Like towards that fourth quarter, why get away from the run game? The run game was working all day. You know what I mean? And then like, I forgot who it was. Brian ended up, Brian Baldinger or Baldy, yeah, he ended up showing this one video how the line was pretty much, you know, helping out with getting that run, the rushing, you know, yards happening and everything with the blockers that they were doing, the blocks that Goddard was doing on the line as well, helping out with the offensive line, contributing to that. So, I mean, like these guys, each Scott and Sanders was 64 yards apiece. Miles Sanders was averaging 7 yards per carry. I mean, like, he started off real good. It looked like he had a little situation with his leg, like towards the end of that second half, and it kind of kept on bothering him. But at the same time, you know, you got Boston Scott that was coming in and contributing. All right, he fumbled the ball. You get him back in there so that way he could get, you know, he could like let that shit go and, you know, get back on the positive side. But, you know, he just like completely got away from the run game. And now you got to go focus on throwing the ball and making these passes, forcing these passes. And shit, you got intercepted 3 times, 4 times almost. Beginning, I mean, because if that one pass, Jalen Rager bobbled it, you know, after he missed it, it hit off of him and it almost went into the defender's hand. But luckily, the defender dropped it. That could have been 4 interceptions right there. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like the game plan. He got away from the game plan again when it was just working. Like, I mean, those guys couldn't stop the rush for shit.
Do you think that? Do you think that on that final drive, I mean, definitely the clock was in play, but do you think that Boston Scott not getting the ball had anything to do with the fumble earlier in the game?
Oh, with Gainwell playing at the end?
Yeah.
It depends how they run their, like, 2-minute. If they feel like Gainwell is the better option in 2-minute, like if he's the 2-minute back. I mean, those 2 chunk plays that Gainwell had were like tremendous.
For
like,
sure.
They
put him in position, right?
Yeah. I was like, bruh. I mean, like, well, we're sitting in the end zone. You're just like, that was the point where we were sitting there looking at each other, like, because we were kind of getting heckled by this one older gentleman, Giant fan, who was just like, I just wanted to, like, you know, I just wanted to pour my drink on him. Just those kind of vibes. You're just like, this guy keeps tweeting. And then he's just looking back at you and like, I just don't talk to me. Like, I don't want to talk to you. And all those guys got quiet. Like, all these doubters, these Giant fan doubters were like, oh, this always happens. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Like, cause they're going to score here. And like, so when they started to drive, you could feel the wind being sucked out of the stadium. And the other thing that was very, like, I'll give hat tip to the Giants about, the fact that they did the Michael Strahan, retirement ring of his jersey. I thought that was That was a tremendous power move for them. Like, how do you get people back in the seats? How do you get Eagle fans not coming here and disrupting? Like, we'll do the Strahan thing today. Because I had asked on the last podcast, like, yo, Eagle fans, we got to show up, man. And this is, I've been to MetLife for numerous games. The last three or four games that I've been to, we have taken the stadium over. Let me repeat, we have taken the stadium over. Yesterday, we did not.
Nah, there was a bunch of blue out there. And it was kind of crazy because if you walked around in the lots prior, we didn't even talk about the tailgate. There was a lot of green. There was a lot of green down there in the lots.
Just and one naked Giants fan.
One naked Giants fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, the party, the tailgate itself was a good time.
About 50 people show up.
If I'm being real, I knew that day was a piece of shit from the get-go. I mean, we weren't in the lot for more than 5 minutes. We started tossing a football around, and I busted my lip open. I was like, this day is shit from the get-go. We ain't winning shit. Look, oh, I was looking, man, like Jalen Rager out there, dude.
We'll start reading some of these comments here that bring up some comments that you want to. Morris says he has played a full 16 games now. Need to see better than 60% passing before I really start believing. I feel like that's fair.
Two different systems. I feel
like that's fair.
He hasn't played a full 16 in one system.
I just think, he's portrayed some traits that you like. He's kind of, I'm not going to say kind of, he is a leader in the locker room. He conducts himself pretty well, holds himself accountable. I just really need to see more consistency as a passer. And if, like, I'm not saying me, but if I'm trying to think like a Lurie or think like a Howie, like what secures my job as, you know, like, again, you look at Howie, like you drafted Mance to take over. But then you also, if I'm Lurie, I can't have my quarterback going into the fourth quarter. Cause I'm just thinking like how Lurie, like, you know, how Lurie, he wants to pass the ball. You know, we go back to the Green Bay, you know, the rushing with Wentz, and he was mad about that one. This is these kind of nuggets you try to play and try to make sense of. If I'm Lurie, like, I can't have my quarterback 11 for 26 and 98 yards and three interceptions in the fourth quarter. That can't be a thing. So my Giants buddies are hitting me up like, yo, man, I think that right game right there is, I go out and get Wilson after that game. I was just like, I'm waiting for the full evaluation. I'll give you my report at the end of the season.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's Jeffrey's out here saying he doesn't understand the excuses for Hurts. I'm not sitting here trying to make excuses for Hurts. I'm acknowledging what he's not good at. His arm is not his strong suit. But I'm not also, just after that game, I'm not giving up on him. That's not me making an excuse for Hurts. I'm just saying the same thing I've been saying on every single show, that I need the full year to see what I'm working with. And at the end of the year, that's when we make our decision on Jalen Hurts. I don't know.
Tim says, I have refused to talk to anyone about the game. Almost had to shut my phone off. Tim sounds a little depressed.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it's pretty much been like that today too. But yesterday, again, just walking out of that stadium, getting what we're accustomed to doing to fans when they leave out of our stadium or when we pull off the W. But yesterday, it was just frustrating, worst, man. Bro. I mean,
it's the worst.
Yeah, we literally had like a crowd sitting in the back of a pickup truck and just like kicking us out of the parking lot, like, you know, Philly, get the fuck out of here, this and that. And I'm like, ugh. I didn't say nothing. Normally I would clap back, but man, I just stood quiet. Bit my lip on that one.
That's the worst part, man. When you're sitting there getting heckled and you just have to sit there and take it on the chin because your team did. And like, it's the worst comment, like, especially, I don't know if it's just because the abundance of Giants fans.
It's a division.
It's like I'm sitting there. It's like, you guys haven't done shit. You never do anything every year.
Bro, they
got the two Super Bowls in my lifetime. And that's what they just hang on to. And I'm like, okay,
it was fine. It was such a big win. It was such a big win for
11. You guys are useless every other year, man. You guys
The years that they won the Super Bowls, they still lost to the Eagles. Like,
I told old head yesterday, because the first thing he threw out, how many rings y'all got? Here we go with this shit again. I told him, look, I think my ring is shinier than yours right now. But okay, you got four, we got one. But at the end of the day, if you would have been playing Philadelphia a whole year to get that Super Bowl, it wasn't happening because we owned that ass. Right. And I'm still going to tell you, we still own that ass. But yesterday, losing to these bums, it bothered the shit out of me because it was the Giants.
That's pretty much their Super Bowl, man.
Yeah.
If they could beat the Eagles.
Dude, they had fireworks in the goddamn
They literally were putting off fireworks in the parking lot. Like, it was unbelievable.
That was like a moment where I was just watching it like in slow motion. And in my head, I'm literally saying, they're really shooting fireworks out here. Yeah, man. I was like, they are really shooting fireworks going off. And I was in a moment where I was like, you know, if anyone knows me, then you know that I hate traffic and not really. I couldn't even fathom driving in that traffic being stuck. Like, if you guys are going to MetLife next week to meet up with us for the tailgate, we'll be in J22. But you need to park it. Like, the whole thing is a mess. Like, if you want to go park at the stadium, you have to buy a parking pass. So you're literally spending $60 to $70 on a parking pass. If you don't have a parking pass, they're going to put you somewhere else and they'll shuttle you.
From the parking that you actually pay when you get into the parking lot, you have to pay two fees, for a parking pass and then parking when you get in. That's ridiculous.
You can pay like a 40. It allows you to park in a certain where all the tailgating happens. So if you want to tailgate, you have to buy this parking pass.
I was told by a Giants fan yesterday that that's something new they just started this season. Because when you had asked me the day before about this parking pass, that was not the case. It was like the link.
Yeah,
you needed a parking pass after a certain time. Now it's a parking pass just in general. That's the first thing that sucked yesterday. What was the second thing that sucked yesterday? Go ahead, Gil, because I'm gonna let you keep on going. Because there was quite a bit about that place that sucked. What was the main thing?
Getting into the game. Let me tell you, the security
killed the momentum right
there. It took us almost 40 minutes to get in the game.
Quarter, bro.
We're watching it on the Jumbotron.
As much as people dogged our security at the Lincoln Financial Field Bar, how strict they are, how they're honest about bags. Let me tell you something. You would appreciate the Lincoln Financial Field staff yesterday after dealing with that bullshit we deal with. It took us a whole quarter just to get to our goddamn seat.
There's no organization. You're just standing in a random pack of people. You're like, am I in line? I don't know. Maybe. We seem to be moving forward. You're like going across the street. It doesn't make any sense.
I started getting like panicky. I was like, man, I'm not trying to have no Travis Scott situation. Cause you're literally packed in like sardines and like, come on, man, stop pushing.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, I'm trying to like be zenned out before this game. So it was definitely stressful as we got into the game. Big shout out to Chris and Mike after the game.
Philadelphia's number one scumbag.
Yeah, he had the Jim McMahon outfit. You probably seen him all over social media yesterday. He brought his dog down there, to the tailgate. But after the game, as bad as the day was, they're out here making steak, and let me tell you, that steak was so good. The dog came over, knocked a piece of steak off on the ground. I already ate one piece. I was literally about to eat the one on the ground too, without having because you don't want to come back and be like, yo, can I get a second piece, bro? Like, I don't want to be like, could I have some more, sir? The steak was so good.
I did a quick count and I was like, there's like fucking.
I saw 50, Evan's face.
15 pieces of steak left on that board. There's like five of us standing here.
Like, Evan looks at me. He's like.
We were all thinking the same thing.
I'm gonna go get another one. I was like, yeah. Oh. I was like, I'll let you do it.
oh
that was good. We need that was the best part of the day, man. It's that steak, bro. They came through.
And dude, there's nothing like when you're freezing cold and then you get like a nice something warm to eat or drink on, man. It was cold as hell when we first got there though. Not gonna lie.
I've seen this comment often about this loss is on Howie. Like I think you might have to elaborate on that one, but at the end of the day, like I mean if you're gonna blame him for the players that he selected that didn't come up and make plays, I guess, but like just talk about the, I mean, ask Sirianni. He said we weren't good enough. You can't turn the ball over four times. You look at the wins that we've stacked. It's because we haven't been turning the ball over.
Yeah.
You give up four. I meant to mention of like walking out of the stadium and then being shit talked by New Yorkers in a New Yorker accent is even worse.
Really? Yo, and then how about the bing bong? Like actually getting on my goddamn nerves.
I've only heard bing bong about a million times in the past week.
Now Johnny says, build that offensive line and get Hurts real playmakers who know how to win and catch the ball. Smith, Goddard isn't enough to win. We need a big back to pound the rock with Sanders. Jordan Howard is getting healthier. He should be back soon. But again, you're talking about a consistent weapon across the way from, you know, Smith. Like the thing about Rager is that you know that he can just like I said on a previous pod, like you know he can stretch the field. I mean, that's the thing. It opens up the offense for everybody underneath. But you want more consistency as a chain mover. I don't know, man. Like, do you think, like, we know his Jalen Hurts' relationship with Devonta Smith fairly strong, decent. Quez, they're really great friends off the field. Like, I'm wondering what Jalen Hurts and Rager's relationship is like.
Disturb. Do you think he keeps him on DND?
Because, not all relationships between quarterback and receiver are the same.
100%. No,
one guy's on the inside and the other dude hangs out with the quarterback. Like you talk about those relationships that quarterbacks have with their wide receivers. You can tell it in even the routes. They know where the dude's going to be.
Anticipation. Yeah.
We're going to go down this road again. One decides to go hunting and the other one decides not to go hunting. Like that was all about the last quarterback.
If I was a wide receiver and I was like playing with Wentz, I would be like, hey, you want me to go fetch the duck?
The one got asked to go to the club and then one guy asked to go to Sunday mass the next day. So
yeah, I'll be at church with Wentz.
You guys ready to talk about this one? I mean, I've only been begging for this one for weeks.
Like the things that we beg for, right? So the people are also saying take Rager off. Like, all right, so who are you going with?
Oh man. Huh?
Like no, like if they say you say who are you going with? Because people are saying take him off as a wide receiver too. So then you're like, all right, who else are you going with then? So like, all right, so if he says take Rager off special teams, Steven, let me know who you were putting there. Are you putting Greg Ward?
If I wasn't point, afraid of him getting hurt, I'd put Slay back there to return punts, dude.
At this point, I'll put the punter back there right now.
Well, we do also really realize that he returned a touchdown last year.
Quez, what about Quez? Quez, another guy that would be good in space.
Quez?
Yeah.
So it's not like he doesn't know how to play that position. Why is it looking like he's just learning this shit? Hit the goddamn hole.
I was looking at his Twitch. I don't see the same Twitch.
Who that?
The Twitch that on some of the plays that he had. But you know, I mean, at this point, we're examining everything. Boston Scott on punt returns.
Gainwell.
Yeah, Gainwell.
If he's worrying about too much about being on special teams, if that's taken away from his play, if he's a little tired or whatever, put him on, just keep him, give it to someone else.
Yeah.
I mean, we people were asking, they're like, why isn't he back there returning punts when we had Greg Ward? I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I don't know either, man.
I mean, he's got better speed than Greg Ward. But
I was sitting there thinking, I saw Eb tweet something about what's his name from the Bears, punt returner, Devin Hester. I was like, yeah. What is Devin Hester doing? And he can come off retirement just because, bro. He's a like there's punt returners, man. Like some of them have division, man.
You guys all agree that Devin Hester should be in the Hall, right?
Yeah, he'll get there. He might. Maybe.
He deserves it, bro. If you're the best at anything in any sport, you should be in the Hall of Fame. He was hands down the best.
Look at AJ's comment. Woo!
What she said? Oh.
Quez ain't no punk bitch.
Oh. Any other comments?
That's what I've been saying, Mama McCabe. My man only goes backwards.
How about the AJ says uncharacteristic was a Boston fumble, not Rager dropping,
especially against the Giants, the Giant killer. I mean,
I was about to tweet out the only man that can stop Boston Scott versus the New York Giants is Boston Scott.
It's the truth. It's the truth. Yeah, I mean, and it's one of those things that, like, how I get that Boston Scott is the Giant killer, but how long was that thing going to really last where he was going to be just absolutely annihilating the Giants every time he plays? That's, you know, he was due for.
Bro, I hate to say it, but it was kind of like he was annihilating them yesterday in the beginning. I mean, he had a rushing touchdown that was called back, not on his fault. He had an offensive lineman that decided to.
He did end up getting a touchdown, though.
Right. Touchdown. Yeah. He could have had two, though.
Yeah.
I mean, AJ's out here talking about Allison Robinson. Hello.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, we would talk about production and stuff. Well, where's the production from Allen Robinson, the Bears? It's a volatile situation. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Like, I mean, Allen Robinson, they had interest.
That man don't want to play for the Bears no more.
Had interest, but we'll see.
What about the pass rush yesterday? One sack to speak of against the not so good Giants offensive line.
Yeah,
I mean pretty much overall they bended, but they didn't break. So
Ryan Kerrigan has been completely just like why is this dude still getting snaps?
Yeah,
maybe keep people fresh.
Such a disappointment.
Seriously, man, that was a guy that we were really anticipating.
I hope
being a big part of that, not a big part, but like a key rotational guy, the same way that Chris Long was, and he is not that this year.
I almost lost a toe just knowing we signed that dude. And
now, if you you guys have any questions you want to throw at us, we missed a couple. I mean, we were going in for a second. So I missed a whole bunch of questions, but if you guys have any questions before we get out of here, we'd love to bring them up again. If you guys are tailgating next week, we'll be in lot J22. For those who are crazy and those who are crazy enough to subject yourself to New York traffic, overpaying for parking, tickets, very cheap. We got end zone seats for $100. $100. So those are amazing seats, by the way.
Yeah, they were. They were actually really nice seats. As far as inside of the state, I don't hate the inside of MetLife. I think it's actually on the inside a pretty nice stadium. It's about getting in the stadium and their lot that just sucks.
And don't pay attention to their seating chart neither.
What do you mean? Inside the stadium?
If it tells you 128 is one direction, go the opposite direction.
No, we walked around.
You and Prime did a full lap around the stadium. Me and Lowski were just chilling. We're like,
yeah. And I said that too. I said, right, I think we were supposed to make a right instead of a left. Yeah. And I'm telling you right now, Evan and Lowski are at their seats. You think so? I know so.
Kevin's going in on Facebook. He says Sirianni even says he uses Rager because of speed. Obviously, he's not producing. When he was drafted, I didn't agree that it was a first-round draft pick. How can we sit here and think that we made the right choice while Justin Jefferson is racking up 100 yards every game? You know, the thing about because we also did a video on Justin Jefferson. And as I dove in on Jefferson's, like, tape, and everybody was saying that Justin Jefferson couldn't be an outside receiver. Analysts were saying, I'm like, how could you even say? I'm like, and then you look at Joe Burrow's, you know, championship, you know, ride. I'm like, Justin Jefferson was the definition of steady Eddie, and he was the route runner, crispy routes. Like, that was the one thing where he was just a quarterback's best friend. And yeah, it's just when you, I think the anger lies when you, like, you could say DK Metcalf, and you look at Jay Jaw,
and he fine, bro.
Then you just want to look at the positive things. Jay Jaw has two targets, and he's caught both balls.
Wow. Wow. He did that thing he's supposed to do. They thought he was a tight end a few weeks ago because he doesn't ever get the ball thrown to him. All he does is block. But yeah, that's the one that I get more caught up on over, not Justin Jefferson so much as DK Metcalf. That guy is just a freak of nature. Everybody knew it based on the combine that he was a freak of nature. And they told us, the same analysts that said that, you know, Justin Jefferson could only play the slot, were saying that he only knew one route, how to run. He only knew how to run slant. And obviously that's not the case.
You know, Zach Ertz says Ertz's grit and toughness is not a question. He definitely has that dog in him, no question. He won't go down swinging. I think he will go down swinging. Maybe you wrote that, because I always feel like he has that gamer in him. Like, when the play breaks down or whatever, because you can say how bad a first half he had, at least he put him back in a position to win at the end of the game. That's the part where I saw someone else comment on that. Like, that's something that you could be like, hey, that's a positive there. But again, ball placement. You know, we talk about the next step of Jalen Hurts' development. I've said it earlier in pods, it's all about eye manipulation, you know, where you can start moving people in the pocket with your eye and body movement, shuffling, you know, keeping your eyes downfield, not locking in on your targets. You know, getting to the third read is where I'm trying to see him go. Like, all I keep hearing from everybody is like, but can he get to the third read? All my, like, it's something you talk to your football buddies that are like, you know, X's and O's dudes. And they're like, can he get to the third read though? Is he a first read quarterback? Like, can he throw with anticipation? Well, I mean, that's what we're trying to, like, figure out.
I think these are all things, like I said, that come with development. I think that being a first read quarterback, if you're a young guy, that's something that you can work on and work through.
How about Jalen Hurts, a top quarterback in fantasy football?
That is true. Points wise, that's true. Unfortunately, fantasy score means nothing for the actual team score.
AJ says, does something happen to Evan almost every road trip? Is he the problem?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I got hit in the ball with the lip. I went to Jets training camp. They wouldn't fill up my water bottle. They don't give out free water to us. Hey, if we should get you a Jets water bottle at the next game.
A Jets water bottle? Why?
Because remember, they didn't, you know, you wanted water, your water
bottle.
It wasn't
that the Jets wouldn't fill up my water bottles. You wouldn't go get my water bottle filled up.
It's guess.
The truth comes out.
Love you too, AJ. Love
you too. I did fill up that water bottle. Yeah, took 8 cups, and I saw 2 little kids.
That looked like they were on the brink of dehydration.
Yeah, and here I am with 8 cups, and Evan's like, you know.
I like to stay hydrated.
Yeah, man. I'm still, yeah, bro, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still feeling it a day later.
Yeah, dude, I feel like not great.
I came home. I was like, you know what? I'm going to have some dessert. Maybe that'll make me feel better. This is because you're just feeling like, what can make me feel better? I had leftovers.
Chipotle. I got Chipotle to make.
I had leftovers from Thanksgiving. I'm like, bro, I don't care how many days. It is. I was like, I'm eating this. Yeah. I said, I'm eating all the yams. I'm eating all the rest of the mac and cheese. I'm getting this dry ass turkey because it's a couple days.
Yeah.
You know. But I ate it. And then I'm like, I'm going to have some dessert. I fell asleep before I even ate my dessert. So I just had leftover melted ice cream.
Nice.
That I woke up
just with. Chilling on your stomach.
I just fell asleep. I fell asleep mad. And then I woke up and I was like, dude, I'm just living my tweet right now because I'm woke up pissed. I didn't even finish my ice cream.
Still got to clean up that mess.
I woke up mad. I woke up mad. I didn't even want to go to work, man.
Prime boy for shit talking in the car.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. When I got home last night, I feel like more of my anger. I'm pretty good at sleeping things off. I could sleep it off. I didn't wake up in a great mood today. But last night when I got home, I sat down on the couch and it was one of those times where you ever sit there on the couch and you're watching TV, but you're not actually watching TV. You're just sitting there staring through the screen and just in your own head. That was me for like 4 hours last night, just looking at the screen, but not even watching it. Couldn't move. Couch lock.
Tim says, but to say that Jalen Hurts, he is not the guy, is a quick reaction. Besides this game, he has very solid growth.
I agree, Tim.
Tim is also he's coached, and his son plays quarterback. A very talented quarterback, by the way. Mm-hmm. Could be a potential Eagles prospect down the road. We'll see. Tim will back me on that. Todd, he says, just like you, you're not sold on Hurst. I think it's too early to cast him off.
I agree.
We still have games to finish out. Let's let it play out. You know what I mean?
I'm not one to cast him out, but you know, I'm going to be one to quick call him on his, you know, stupid plays calling or stupid decisions. That's all. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and call it how I see it.
Moore is out in the chat. Spicy says she's bringing up arm talent. She said that's her only argument. But Todd says the numbers don't lie, Moore. Okay.
Spicy in between each other.
I love when there's something going on in the chat.
Back and forth, yeah, back and forth with the chat.
Caladelphia says, funny how Wentz fans made an excuse for him for 3 years straight. And we can't finish 1 year with Hurts with all the extra BS we have going on. Shaking my head.
Like, I've heard everything between, like, race, between, you know, some people are like, it is what it is. But, bro, I mean, quarterbacks aren't – like, I've seen so much, you know, like, in my Eagles fandom from chat rooms before there was even Twitter and – like the racism about quarterback, like it's, I've seen it. So, I mean, like, but I in terms of just letting a guy finish a year and make an evaluation, just let it happen. Like, and I saw a comment that was like, people that know football know that whatever. I mean, people that know football said that Jalen Hurts couldn't be that guy. And then Dan Orlovsky, who last week was telling us that he was the guy now. Mm-hmm. So what is it like, you know, guys that know football,
Dan Orlovsky, to me, I like the guy. He seems to be solely focused on having the Eagles fans wanting to like him. Bro.
His wife is an Eagles fan.
I just get the vibe that Dan Orlovsky just says things that he knows will please Eagles fans. He was a big Wentz stan when he was here. Now he's a big
his
Hurts
wife.
Guy.
What is it? Prime knows this. Happy wife.
Happy life.
So if his wife's an Eagle fan, I feel like his takes have to be like, I'm going to make my wife happy.
But this guy's making a whole career out of just making his wife happy on network TV.
Hey, listen, man. By the time that man walks into that house, he's already giving him that look. Get your shit together or pack your bags.
He did get dragged. He's been getting dragged as of late. Is this a vibe? Because Moira brings this up. I mean, who cares about stats? Only thing I care about are W's.
Yeah. I think that's a good mentality.
Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you also got to look. The guy doesn't play for stats. I mean, he's not like He's not a Tom Brady. He's not a, you know, he's not that quarterback trying to get the stats. He's a quarterback in there trying to get a win. So he's doing whatever he does. He's rushing to get the first down, or he's passing to get the first down. So he's all around making plays the way he needs to make the play. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think stats is on his mind.
Now, AJ says, look at all the other games this season. You can see when Hurts is in rhythm and when he just runs out of habit. I mean, you've seen where he gets the happy feet sometimes, where he feel like he has to, like, you know, like you want him to, like, be more stand tall in the pocket sometimes. You know,
I think that his just moving around within the pocket and his happy feet, I honestly think that that has vastly improved over the year.
I agree.
I think that in the beginning of the year, he was way more, if he thinks that the pocket was about to break down, he quits looking downfield, tucks the ball, and he runs with it. I think, honestly, now he's been moving around within the pocket and keeping his eyes downfield. I think that's something he's really improved on.
Yeah, I think I only remember seeing that line collapse on him once yesterday, and that was mm-hmm. that big sack they ended up getting in that quarter.
Damn, I'm like 40 minutes behind the comments.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're bringing up comments from like over a half an hour ago. You're like, oh, Moira said. Said a half hour ago.
Well said, Evan.
Yeah. Big Fish Little Boat says, Chris Godwin would be ideal. Do block his ass off in the Super Bowl. Godwin, Smith, Watkins would be a prop.
Bro, I mean, is that man going to leave the organization that he's playing well for? Is he going to leave that quarterback he's playing well
for? That's what I'm saying. Like, only thing is, like, yo, you, if your family has to drive up 15, 25 minutes to see you play, could that be enticing for man? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be enough. Where's the team talk?
Oh, hey, by the way, no, again, this is, you know, for anyone who's lasted this long, we definitely want to shout everyone that subscribed and got us to the 1,000 mark here on YouTube. Obviously, we're on other platforms with bigger followings, but it's you know, we talk about celebrating the W's, celebrate the small victories. And so we went and had Korean food. Mm. Mm. And these guys were enlightened. They look like kids playing in, you know, when they're playing with paint or like, just like
we were playing with raw food.
You know, they had their chopsticks out for the first time. Evan was like, I think you do it like this. They did a great job, and we cooked the Korean beef and the meats, and they're sitting there looking at it like Prime sits down and the waitress just comes over to Prime. He's like, I don't know. You asked that guy over there. Yeah. I don't know.
She starts asking us questions about what we like. I was like, I don't fucking.
He's like, I'm a virgin at a Korean. I don't know anything about
how I feel. All right. I'm going to break it down. So, yes, the waitress was asking me questions. I told her straight up, I'm following that guy's lead. Yeah. So, you know, whatever he decides we're going to get, that's what we're going to get. In the very beginning, we're looking at the menu, and they're very detailed. Tongue. And I was just like, I was already thrown off by that. So I'm like, see, and I even said it to Evan. I was like, see, if they can go without letting me know exactly what body part it is, I might be all right here. But you know, now I'm already kind of nervous. And then what's it called? I keep on messing the
Bulgogi.
Bulgogi.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. So that came out, and I mean, this stuff is coming out raw, so it's for us to go ahead and cook. So when this
is what threw me off. I was like, we got to do the work here. Do I got to get my own drinks too?
So the food came out raw, and I was like, oh shit, man. Like, I don't even know if I could do this. But you know, started off with the chicken. That was very good. That chicken was very good. And you know, the bulgogi,
short ribs.
I actually like the prime meat.
Oh, because it said prime.
No, I mean that thing was
no, good. It was good. It was good.
I tried seaweed for the very first time. That was a little bit different.
Wifey's probably like, seaweed.
Yeah, I even told her I tried seaweed. I was like, yeah, he had me try seaweed. Then we had the rice. The rice was real good. I think the entertaining part of that whole thing was watching Evan use chopsticks. He was struggling real hard. But I mean, it was fun though. You know, I mean, yeah. Just like as I was struggling to go ahead and eat and see this raw meat, he was struggling with the chopsticks. So, but it was great.
He's acting like he's a professional with the chopsticks.
I'm better than you.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, I'm trash with the I'm trash with the chopsticks. But as far as the food and everything, I was very impressed. I was very impressed with the whole situation they got going on. We'll definitely do it again.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. I definitely recommend it. You know, I mean, Gail would ask us if we would go back solo. Honestly, probably not. But you know, as a group thing, it's definitely a cool place.
That's a good date night.
Yeah, bring all of them. Don't be little kids and be like, I want chicken nuggets. Leave the kids at home.
Yeah, I'm not taking my kids knowing that we have to cook our own shit. That's all I need is the little one to go and throw his damn hand on.
I'm not gonna lie, that was the one thing I was concerned about. Like with raw chicken, listen. I worked in the kitchen for many years. I know the dangers of raw chicken. I'm sitting there. I'm like, we got raw chicken touching our fucking beef over here. We're using the same tongs to touch the raw chicken that we are the cooked meat. I'm like, this shit.
I don't think you have the facilities for that, big man.
Koreans, they put a lot of faith in their stomachs, man. I tell you.
So, you know, overall, we will probably go out for another experience. I'll be uploading their experience on YouTube. But getting back to YouTube, we wanted to you know, the 1,000 subscribers, we said we're gonna give away something at 1,000. So we are going to be giving away a jersey of your choice, Eagles jersey of your choice. Coy Detmer.
Jalen Rager, whoever you want to wear.
Whoever you want that the Eagles sell on their site. We're not like, you said anything, man. I'm getting, you know, Freddie Mitchell custom. Yeah, like, whatever. A current Eagles jersey we're going to have to figure out a contest for that. It'll be a YouTube. It'll be a YouTube subscriber, though.
Wow. You want to go there? All right, bro. That's
good. It'll be a YouTube subscriber, so you have to be subscribed to our YouTube for this contest.
We could do we could put out a post or something like that, and then whoever responds to it, put on a wheel, spin a wheel, have everybody see. I'm just throwing out suggestions.
They do have a thing called a YouTube comment picker, so we could do the contest, do the video, and then someone in the comments will get that jersey. So start thinking about what jersey you want, because somebody is coming away with a new jersey. Mm-hmm. Black jersey only. Come on. Why can't it be a white jersey? Why can't it be a green jersey? It's going to be Devontae Smith, though.
It's most likely. I mean, I got my Devontae Smith. Just saying.
Oh, this
big
guy.
Big shout out. Thank you. Nice. Thank you. I also
happy belated.
Got a little book action.
Yes, sir.
See this? You might be able to recognize that signature. Number 20. He used to play for the Eagles. He was a safety.
Slight flex.
He was the god. He was god.
Prime's out here talking about, you know, he's like, oh, you didn't get me nothing signed when you went to see Brian Dawkins. I'm like, then the look on these kids' faces.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joey. Yeah, Joey Shakes.
He's trying to be like you, bro.
Shaking it up on YouTube over here. Amazing. I mean, we went off the rails again, but again.
Happens after the hour mark every time.
It's all good. We're having a good time. Are the Sixers winning?
One.
They won.
That was a comment earlier in here. I'm surprised. I know you're usually searching about 30, 45 minutes ago. You know, that comment was in there.
Yeah, he's on a delay.
But anyway, I mean, before we get out of here, we'll go last word with Prime.
Let's see. We got Thursday night game that could pretty much put us back onto the map. So we're hoping for the Saints to go ahead and pull off this victory. And then maybe we could get these stars lined up again. We'd like to definitely put this game. Yeah, we'd like to definitely put this game behind us, man. It still hurts. It's probably going to hurt again tomorrow. But, you know, maybe come Thursday, get over it, move on to the Jets, and then, you know, hopefully finish off the season strong. Other than that, you know, I mean, I just definitely hope everybody has a safe week. You know, at the end of the day, you know what it is. Go Birds all day.
For me, I'm going to say a full year evaluation is a full year evaluation. Give the man to the end of the season. All these people that are out here, you know, saying they're done with Hurts. You want Gardner Minshew to save your season? You think that that's reality? You think that we make a playoff push with Gardner Minshew? I think that's silly. Call me crazy. This is not a team that I have high expectations for. It's a week-to-week team. They make you feel great last week. This week it feels like we got our hearts ripped out. That's just the definition of a mediocre team. That's exactly what we are. I expect mediocrity from here on out. But it's always Go Birds. There's always next year.
I know week in, week out, we're trying to figure out the identity of this football team. Yeah. We kind of thought we knew new identity. So the feeling of like, ooh, we might know who this team is. And then the fact that they go out and have a game like they did, and you're like, this is what you're doing in the streets now. I thought we were making a commitment. So the fact that, you know, you want to take us to the dance. We're feeling good about ourselves. We're sitting in traffic. We're getting heckled by people with New York accents for this team. And then we're going to go back again.
Bing bong.
Bing bong and do it again. For y'all, this is how much we love y'all. Like, you don't understand how much of a to do what we did last Sunday and to come back with L and like to, and we're going back again. We're going back again. So only the crazies.
We lose next week. Yo, we got a fucking problem.
Somebody's if we lose next week, I swear to God, somebody's going to get a bing bong.
Bing bong. Yeah, I just feel like again. Yeah, life as an Eagle fan is never easy. We go through the ups and downs, trials and tribulations, QB battles. You know what it is. It is what it is. But we'll be back at it next week. See you there Sunday. Lot J2, J22. Bring the vibes. I've had a lot of people hit me up in the DM saying, hey, I'm coming to it. I saw that last tailgate. That was great. I'm coming to this tailgate. So hats off to you guys and hats off to this team. Hopefully they get it together. Get your shit together. We still love you. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly. And we'll see you in the next one.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.